Victims of domestic violence face a lot of hurdles getting out of violent relationships. That's why several U.S. states have laws that at least protect the jobs of domestic abuse victims. They require employers to give victims time off with pay to deal with the fallout and also guarantee job security. That's starting to happen in Canada as well. The province of Manitoba has already passed such a law, and Ontario is considering one too. Anita Elash has more on what's happening north of the border.
Christine was in her early 20s when her husband started hitting her.
He became physical with me to the point where he had put me up against the fridge and tried to rip the gum out of my throat and almost had his entire hand in my mouth.
She knew she had to leave, but she just started working and she couldn't find the courage to ask for time off.
I thought, what are they going to think, you know? Is there going to be problems with her in the workplace? You know, she's new. Is she going to be missing lots of time? I was scared. I was very scared. Because especially at that point, then I couldn't afford to lose my job.
And that's a big concern. A recent survey in Canada found that nearly 1 in 10 workers experiencing domestic abuse lost their job because of it. Part-time and hourly workers are especially vulnerable. Barb McQuarrie is the researcher who did that survey. She says abuse victims often struggle at work, but they're too embarrassed to tell anyone about it, and that can make things worse.
Employers who aren't prepared to be supportive or don't understand what's going on might just put all of that back onto the woman and say, this is too much trouble to have you in the workplace. You're fired.
Christine's boss supported her when she left her husband, and she kept her job. But she's still so ashamed about what happened to her that she's asked me not to use her real name. Michelle Gavronsky also spent years in an abusive marriage.
Our biggest fight was always about money, and there was never enough money. And so if I was to say to my husband, I can't pay the bill, I can't pay hydro this week because we don't have enough money, he would get very angry and then the violence would start.
One night after an especially bad fight, she packed up her 4 children and drove to her mother's house in Winnipeg.
I thought my kids should not be going through this, especially my daughters. So I left.
It was familiar territory for Michelle. Her mom had been abused too by Michelle's father. In the end, both women escaped the violence, but Michelle's road was a lot easier. That's because she got a week off with pay to move out and go to court. Her mother was fired for missing work and ended up on welfare for 18 months.
She didn't have a job now to pay for a lawyer. She didn't have a job to be able to leave the shelter to feed her children. She didn't have a place to live. She didn't have a protection order because she was unable to get the lawyer to get a restraining order. It was just compounded huge.
Michelle's now the head of a major labor union, and she advocates for legislation that would give workers paid time off to deal with domestic violence. Some employers in Canada say that abuse victims could use vacation or sick days, and that mandated time isn't necessary. But not every worker gets that option. Michelle Gavronsky says that at the end of the day, her employer benefited from the paid leave just as much as she did.
I was able to concentrate on my job better. I knew I was, I wasn't late for work because my husband was abusing me anymore. I wasn't showing up for work trying to hide bruises. My whole demeanor was different. I was more confident. I was happier in the workplace. And people would say, you're back to your old self. Like, we're glad to see this.
For The World, Anita Elash, Toronto.